This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi explained to the World Forum in BRICS that planetary and human health are interconnected and Indians imbibe reverence towards nature for generations. He was speaking at the BRICS summit on a session on environment, COP30 and global health in Rio de Janeiro today. He emphasized that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. He said during the India presidency of BRICS next year, it will be redefined as building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Mr. Modi outlined the potential focus areas for India's BRICS leadership, stressing on preparedness for unexpected situations. He noted that COVID-19 demonstrated how viruses disregard borders and solutions should not be limited to nationality. Speaking about the initiatives of his government in India, the Prime Minister said that Mission Life, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Green Hydrogen Mission, Global Biofuels Alliance, International Big Cats Alliance for Environmental conservation. He said despite being the world's fastest growing major economy, India was the first country to achieve its Paris commitments ahead of schedule. He cautioned that without technology transfer and affordable financing for countries in need, climate action will remain confined merely to climate talks. In Bihar, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced four new Amrit Bharat trains on routes including Patna-Delhi, Darbhanga-Lucknow, Malda-Lucknow and Saharsa-Amritsar. A regular Jogbani road train was also announced for Simanchal. He said that 53 kilometers Bhagalpur-Jamalpur third line project worth 1,156 crore rupees will soon get approval. The India Meteorological Department has said that under the influence of low pressure area over southwest Gangetic West Bengal and neighbourhood, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected to continue over central and adjoining East India during next 3 to 4 days. It said heavy to very heavy rainfall activity likely to continue over northwest India and along the west coast during next 4 to 5 days. Fishermen are advised to avoid venturing into central and adjoining North South Arabian Sea, North Arabian Sea, along and off Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Karnataka coast and adjoining sea, along and off the Somalia coast and adjoining sea areas, Oman and adjoining Yemen coast and adjoining sea area. In most parts of Himachal Pradesh, the weather remained clear throughout the day today. We have a report from our correspondent.
With clear weather prevailing in Himachal Pradesh throughout the day, relief and rescue operations were carried out smoothly and at a rapid pace in areas affected by the recent heavy rainfall, cloudbursts and landslides. Mandi district has been the worst affected by the natural disaster. So far, 20 people have lost their lives here, while 31 are still missing. In Mandi and other affected areas of the state, NDRF, SDRF and administrative teams, with the help of local volunteers, are working to deliver essential supplies and medicines to the people. Drones and Indian Air Force helicopters are also being used to assist in providing relief to the victims. Drones are additionally being deployed to trace the missing persons. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in 8 districts of the state over the next 24 hours. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In U.S., the risk level for flooding rain in parts of central Texas has been upgraded from a level 2 of 4 to a level 3 of 4. According to the Weather Prediction Center, the upgraded area includes parts of hard-hit Kerr County and portions of the Guadalupe and Llano River basins. Authorities said at least 82 people have died and while more than 40 people remain missing after devastating floods hit central Texas. U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday he's planning to visit Texas on Friday, hours after signing a major disaster declaration, unlocking key federal resources as search and rescue efforts continue. Kerr County, the hardest hit among 20 affected counties in the region, alone accounts for at least 68 of the fatalities, including 21 children. Indian broadcaster Sanjog Gupta has been appointed as new Chief Executive Officer of the International Cricket Council, ICC. Announcing his appointment, the ICC Chairman Jai Shah said that Mr. Gupta will bring extensive experience in sports strategy and commercialization, which will be invaluable for the ICC. He further said that Nominations Committee of ICC unanimously recommended Sanjog Gupta after considering several exceptional candidates for the post of CEO. And that is the end of this news bulletin.